Sir, it's Thursday, 9 o'clock a.m., June 25th, 2026. We are here for a hearing on just one matter. This is an ADU proposal from Sean and Elaine Klingman. Few introductory remarks, and we'll get started. This is a quasi-judicial procedure. This just means that it's somewhat formal. So when you testify, I will swear you in, and I will formally admit exhibits. Also, I cannot have any conflicts of interest that would impair my ability to render a fair and impartial decision. I've reviewed the materials and I'm not aware of any, but if there are concerns, now is the time to raise them. With respect to exhibits on this, I've received exhibits 1 through 18. Those are all admitted. With regard to the criteria that are reviewed for ADUs, those are addressed in the staff report, but essentially there are ADU specific criteria, and then there are it's a CUP, so our conditional use permit. So there are the traditional CUP criteria as well, which essentially require that I find that there's no material detriment to surrounding uses and that the use is compatible with those uses and consistent with the comprehensive plan. So that's that in terms of my introductory remarks. Are there any procedural questions before I turn to the planning department, which will provide a summary of their proposal, and then we'll move to the applicant and we'll open up the matter up for public comment. So any procedural questions?
There are no procedural questions.
All right, so we'll turn to the planning department. Who's presenting from the planning department?
Today we have Keith Hafner, and he's making his way up to the podium now.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Hafner.
Good morning.
I should swear you in if you can state your name for the record.
My name is Keith Hoffner. I'm a planner with the Kitsap County Department of Community Development.
And you swear affirm to tell the truth and a penalty of perjury under the laws of the state of Washington?
I do.
Thank you. You may proceed when you are ready.
All right. Today we're going to be presenting a request for a conditional use permit from the Klingmans. Next slide. The applicant requests approval of a conditional use permit to construct a 900 square foot additional dwelling unit in an existing detached garage loft that was originally approved and constructed under permit 18-01983. Next slide. The applicants, Sean Douglas and Elaine Diane Kingman, completed the CUP ADU application on February 10th, 2026, with a notice of application April 13th, 2026. Originally noticed as SEPA exempt in error on the notice of application, but a SEPA review was completed and a determination of non-significance was issued and dated May 21st, 2026. The SEPA appeal period expired June 4th, 2026. No appeals were filed, therefore the SEPA determination is final. This 5.42 acre parcel in Hansville neighborhood, North Kitsap, is irregular in shape and orients east to west, with Hansville Drive bisecting a small portion on the east side. Northeast Buck Lake Road, a county maintained road, provides direct access to both the primary residence and the proposed ADU. Zoning for this parcel is rural residential with a density of 1 dwelling units per 5 acres. The site includes a fish-bearing stream and areas of erosion and landslide hazards. Critical area and review approval for the structure was done under the permit that I noticed before, 18-01983. No enlargement of the approved structure is proposed, and so no critical areas were reviewed under this permit. Next slide. The applicants proposed converting an existing detached garage and accessory building loft to a 900 square foot ADU. The building was originally permitted as a primary residence, and the applicants provided 2 additional parking spaces with this ADU for a total of 4 with the new primary. The existing garage is 125 feet from the primary residence approximately, with a separate septic system, and no comments were received. Next slide. Applicant's request for a detached ADU in a rural residential zone requires conditional use permit. We reuse the following sections in our review. The proposal meets those code citations, all 10 of them. Next slide. The following comprehensive plan goals and policies are most relevant to this application, and these goals and policies are met since the proposed development meets the rural residential goals and the environmental impacts were mitigated previously with the previous application. And final slide. To conclude, the Department of Community Development, the conditional, request that you approve the additional, or excuse me, additional dwelling unit as conditioned. Thank you, sorry. Any questions?
No, I do not have any questions. Thank you, Mr. Hoffner. So at this point, we'll turn to the applicant. Is the applicant online? I'm not seeing them, but.
The applicant is not online and they are not in the hearing room currently.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't have any questions for them, so that's fine. It looks like there is no one online from the public. Is that the case for the hearing room as well?
Correct. There is no one in the hearing room and there is no one online.
Okay. All right then. So I have reviewed this proposal in conjunction with the CUP and ADU specific criteria. The applicant has demonstrated consistency with those criteria, so I will be approving this permit. The decision will be emailed to the planning department and then forwarded to the applicant. Any other parties who wish a copy? Are there any procedural questions?
There are no procedural questions.
Okay. All right. Well, the decision will be out within 10 business days, although it's possible it will be out possibly today, if not Monday. So I think that's it. Ms. Jones, anything else you need to address this morning?
There is nothing else to address. Thank you, hearing examiner.
Okay. Thank you all. We are adjourned.